Good morning and welcome to Neocony View. I'm Peter Newman. One of the funnest things that happens in Tillamook County every summer is the Tillamook County Fair. And with us is the relatively new manager of the fair, John Davey. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter.
Okay, I just tipped my hand there. I mean, I've been going to fairs. Everyone's been going to fairs, big and small, since they were a kid. This one is very, very special. It's certainly not the biggest fair, but there's just an awful lot going on. But there are also intangibles. I know you're going to be a promoter of the fair, but tell me what makes this fair different.
Our fair is one of the most successful fairs in the United States, and one of the best fairs, as noted by USA Today in 2010, due to the fact of the widespread county involvement and the intense community involvement that we have from local organizations and student groups that participate in our fair. We have a large number of 4-H and FFA members that contribute to our fair with the dairy shows and the judging and the different exhibits that are displayed for fairgoers in attendance at the fairgrounds. And what that entails is just a large number of things for people to see. And with more things for people to see and do, you're going to have more attendance and better attendance and more happy memories created by all that come to enjoy the fair.
What is the attendance?
The attendance last year was record-breaking, and it was just over 76,000 people over the course of 4 days. So we are getting to an era, if you will, of Friday and Saturdays being very, very packed here at the fairgrounds. And so you want to come early Friday and Saturday and make sure that you've got a good parking spot and get in before the major crowds arrive, and stay for the Demolition Derby Saturday night, or stay for our grandstand entertainment on Friday night. Wednesday and Thursday, we still pull in good numbers of people who are experiencing the fair on those slower days that can get away from work and other obligations. But Friday and Saturday are the biggest days for us here at the fair. Our attendance will continue to grow, we hope, with added features of at the fair and with added participation through community organizations and student organizations.
Well, since you mentioned Thursdays and Fridays and Wednesdays and Saturdays, dates of the fair this year.
Yes. I don't want to forget the dates. The dates of the fair this year are Wednesday, August 6th through Saturday, August 9th. And the fair is open from 10 to 10 daily. And our carnival goes on until 11 p.m. So the major exhibits and buildings are all shut down and locked at 10 o'clock at night, but our carnival does remain open with carnival beverages and food, and the rides still operate as well.
How did you get into the fair business?
The fair business is new to me. I've been in my current position for just over 3 months, and it has been a steep learning curve, but I come from the sector of retail finance, and after doing that for a number of years, I wanted to change it up and do something new. I'm very familiar with the fair from a fair-going perspective and an exhibitor perspective, because that's my experience with the fair. I've always enjoyed it. I've enjoyed the other events that are held here during the other season, which is our off-season, and I'm a true fan of this facility and what it has to offer and what it brings to the community. It's beneficial to everyone in the county that can use it for many different purposes. And I wanted to be a part of the newly reinvigorated fair board that came on just at the start of this year with some fresh ideas and fresh people. And I wanted to be a part of the growing fair that we currently have to continue that great tradition and also brings a fresh perspective and new ideas to the same great traditions that we already have.
Well, it should be said that your family name, Davey, has enjoyed a long and storied history in Tillamook County, and I can't let the opportunity to talk to you go by without talking about dear Mildred, who I had the pleasure of working with for a number of years, and a fantastic family.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, my family has been here for 4 generations now, and my grandmother was a very positive and motivated proponent of the fair. She absolutely loved the fair. She had her own parking spot here at the fairgrounds, which was great. She broadcast every day from the fair here, and she could not stop ever talking about the great community events that we have. In the summertime, as you know very well, the weather on the Northern Oregon coast isn't that great, but in the summertime, that's when it really does shine, like it is today. And the fair, the June Dairy Parade, the 4th of July celebrations that go on countywide, the Dory Day celebration down in Pacific City, the Garibaldi Days celebration that happens in Garibaldi in the north part of Tillamook Bay, all of those events are huge attractants to the community that's local and also the community that's wide outside this local cities and local areas that's throughout the county. And then it also brings in people from the valley that want to cool off a little bit and come out to the coast. Maybe they have a vacation home here. And while we promote and produce these excellent events for people to come and participate in, that can only help our little economies of scale on the coast that that need to have that summertime injection of economic production. And these events are major contributors to that. And my grandmother was a huge proponent of bringing people to Tillamook, showing us off, showing our community spirit and our love for the county, and in particular, our love for the county fair.
It should be said, for those few people who might not know who Mildred Davey was, for many, many years, did a daily interview show on KTIL in Tillamook. And she was just a force of nature and such an inviting person, too. She, you know, when you were with her, you always thought, you know, that you were the most important person in the world right at that moment to her. And you probably were.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you to say. And yes, she very much enjoyed any interaction that she had with strangers, friends, family. She loved people. She always was a huge proponent of lifelong learning. And I know from conversations that I had with her myself that she viewed every chance to meet or talk with somebody that she knew or didn't know as an opportunity to learn something new.
Well, back to the present. Our conversation today is with John Davey. He is the manager of the Tillamook County Fair. You mentioned this, but it's worth going into deeper. The fair isn't really just about 4 days out of the year. There's something going on here the rest of the time as well.
Absolutely. We have year-round events here, and they vary from everything from our Tillamook High School graduation, which is housed in our dairy barn. It's one of the only areas that can house that many people inside safely. And we also have our county rodeo, which just occurred in June, and it was a huge success. Throughout the year, we have open skate during school holidays where children can come in and skate for very few dollars and spend the afternoon indoors out of the weather. And also birthday parties, weddings, other events, group organizations that have meetings, annual festivals, and also dinner parties and fundraising events, including our Home and Garden Show, which is in the springtime, and our Holiday Bazaar as well.
How are the facilities these days? I know a few years ago there was a need to fix up a bunch of the infrastructure. How is that coming along?
The facilities are doing quite well at the moment. We are in the area of prepping for the fair this year, and with that prep comes identification of problems or issues that we can solve either prior to fair or put them on our schedule to solve in the other season when we do have that downtime. And we have concentrated recently on upgrading our electrical system, and that has been helped through the county by the county funding, and they've been gracious enough to allow those projects to commence here on the fair, at the fair, which will enhance the experience of the fair goers and fair vendors here at the fairgrounds.
You know, fairs are a lot about the tradition, and you mentioned, you know, having gone to the fair as a kid and been involved here, as you say, I guess as a vendor. I imagine there's a balancing act between keeping a fair traditional and hitting all those points that people expect to have, and they're going to go and that's going to be there, and this is going to be here, and this we're going to do this, and yet you want to keep it fresh, you want to move it forward and get something new every year. How do you balance that, and what are you looking for? I mean, what new would you bring to a fair? Let's say I gave you an unlimited budget, what would you do?
Oh gosh. Cruise rides throughout the bay, and helicopter rides up to Mount Hebo, and anything like that. Yes, you're absolutely right that one of the reasons that this fair, in my view, is so successful is that they balance, and they have balanced throughout the historical record, new and old. So we keep the traditional things alive of doing our dairy shows, having our carnival, having the restaurants that we do where they are, having the courtyard filled with food vendors so that people tend to mill around in that area and enjoy the courtyard entertainment that we have on a daily basis. And what you also want to do is enhance the fair by bringing new things, because you're right, 50% is tradition, 50% is new, and you just have to try new things. Some things don't work for our fair that work really well for other fairs. And other things that don't work well for other fairs work really well for us. And they make our fair more successful because we have those things where they couldn't actually occur at other fairs.
Can you give an example of something that works here that may not work someplace else?
Absolutely.
And don't say Pig and Ford, because I'm going to talk to you about that in a minute anyway.
Okay. Absolutely. Our fair is one of the only fairs in the state that does not run a tally or Z-tape regarding cost, revenue sharing of their commercial vendors and food vendors. So normally at other county fairs, any food vendor will have to give you a receipt. Those cash boxes are balanced daily, and that revenue is shared by the fairgrounds and that vendor. Tillamook, in particular, and solely on its own as far as I know, does not do that. We have a flat rate fee for our food vendors. We do not profit share. How they do their revenue is how they will do it. We do have, obviously, a contract that's signed regarding stipulations and regulations that the fairgrounds has and the fair has. But as far as that goes, we take away that step, that extra step, which we wouldn't have manpower for, of balancing and equating then equaling and then reconciling that that process. We've been able to have it under a flat rate for several years, and other fair CEOs and managers that I've talked to, they honestly don't know how we do it with the generation of funds that we do right now. So that is a rare thing for the Tillamook County Fair that that we do have that flat rate, and we make no bones about it. We want people to be treated right, and we want them to have a fair deal and good prices and great food.
I wonder if you've ever thought about this, that, you know, used to be every 4 years there would be a world's fair someplace in the world, and then at a certain point it dropped off everyone's collective map because various entertainments and means of getting information just superseded it, and world's fairs seem to be an anachronism these days. And yet the county fair or state fair isn't. Is it because it's anachronistic? Is that part of the reason we like it fair, or why do we go to fairs?
Well, I think for two different reasons of the issue that you're talking about, the large world expos or world fairs that were traditionally held throughout the 19th and 20th centuries, they really were a central place to meet, to find out new ideas and to experience new technology and expose the attributes of that particular country or city, wherever it happened to be, and that culture. Nowadays, with continued modernity and progress, where at the flick of your thumb, you can get pretty much any information that you'd like, there is not the special need for that. And in my opinion, it comes back to the traditional aspect, the nostalgic feel. You could go to a World Expo and see the new types of cars and the new types of flying cars and elevators and all the different things that they used to show that were things that would be instruments in our cultural progression. Now those things come out so much faster, and those trends are they come and go with the wind because they're that quickly injected into culture or society, and then we move on to something else. We're wanting it more and we're wanting it faster. The county fair allows us to step back in time slightly and embrace that nostalgic feeling that we have for a time when we were more carefree, we had less responsibilities, we came with our family, we saw all of our friends, we experienced that time together in the summer in a beautiful setting with lots of fun memories shared by all. And I think that is one of the tricks with talking about the balancing act of tradition and getting something new at each fair, that you really are providing that traditional nostalgic feeling on that level to the fairgoer, and that is why our county fairs do as well as they do, and in particular the Tillamook County Fair.
Our guest this morning on Nia County View is John Davey, who is the manager of the Tillamook Fair. And John, talking about keeping things new and nostalgia, one of the things I think Tillamook County Fair does so well is in the live stage entertainment, because what you do is you manage to there are some names, yes, but there are also people who will become names, and I can't think of any right now, so that doesn't do me much good. But people who have rising stars, let's say, on the way up in the entertainment biz, that you guys grab when they're still affordable.
That's true. Yes, the Tillamook County Fair has done a good job with our partner company, and they have done a really good job of finding economical acts for us to have here for our grandstand entertainment. We actually have two types of entertainment: the courtyard entertainment and our grandstand entertainment. Both are absolutely free, and yes, they've been able to. They've been able to grab people on their way up, like Dierks Bentley and Lee Bryce, and have some of those traditional acts when they've kind of slowed down their popular stadium venue tours when they get on the county circuit, and those shows have been absolutely great too.
How does that work? Does this company present you with a list or send you tapes, or how do you evaluate who's going to be on your stages?
Well, each entertainer or group will have a summer schedule, and that'll be based on their availability and where they are at that time, and whether how long they're going on tour, if they're going on tour for certain dates, or where they will be in the country. And our company that we partner with helps us coordinate the entertainer's schedule with our availability for the fair. We're set in our 4 days. There's no compromise there. But there are options when it comes to bands or acts that are in the neighborhood that can be brought here, and if it can be an economically worthy enterprise for us to do, then we will try to attract the biggest name possible. And we also try to attract a variety of names. So this year we have Uncle Cracker on Wednesday night, who is an American country and rock musician with several number one hits. Thursday night we have the Oak Ridge Boys, which is a storied franchise in country western gospel singing, and they'll be a big crowd pleaser. And then Friday we have another country act, singer-songwriter Phil Vassar, who's a repeat performer here. He was recently here in 2007, and he put on a great show back then, so we were actually anxious to have him come back and perform for us again.
Maybe you could answer a question which occurs to me as sort of a, if it's possible to say this, a reverse anachronism. Gambling is now pretty much anywhere, either in various cities or Indian reservations or casinos. But back in the day, it was fairly rare and illegal, and yet this fair, and I assume others, have betting and horse racing. How did fairs, let's take Tilmacotty Fair, manage to slip around our general prohibition of gambling?
I'm not sure that I would say it slipped around it, but I take what you mean, and I'm not sure how that was done. What I do know is that we have an extremely successful race meet here at the Tillamook County Fair, and barring what happens out at the track out in Portland Meadows, which is the tradition, the neighboring horse racing. Out of the county fairs, Tillamook is one of five race meets in the entire state of Oregon. So the number is dwindling because it does take quite a bit of commission support from the Oregon Racing Commission, from different organizations that contribute monetarily, to the volunteers that do the announcing, to the testing that goes on in the back barns, in our back stables prior to the horse races, and then the conditions that are set by our race and condition expert, and then filling those fields. So it creates great excitement. I think there's added excitement with the gambling aspect of it as well, being able to bet your trifecta or quinella and play the odds and have fun doing it. I myself have done it, and I've never won anything, but it's still fun. But I think that without the support of the Oregon Racing Commission and other groups that do that for the state of Oregon, the coordination and the regulations and the policy adherence, that without that careful management and supervision, horse races would go to the wind, unfortunately. So we're really happy that we do have that support, and we're lucky to have that here at the Tillamook County Fair.
Well, of course, horse racing developed because at one time the horse was a utility and a principal mode of transportation, and then the automobile came in. And at that point, we segue to the crowning achievement of the Tillamook County Fair, and that is the Pig and Ford races, which would not exist were it not for the automobile. So we'll tip our hand to Henry Ford for that. And people right now who have never been to the Tillamook County Fair are just visiting the area and saying, what is a pig and Ford race? I will put that question to you.
Well, it's really simple. It's a pig driving a Ford. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. The pig and Ford races are a Model A Ford engine on a framed car, with four open wheels and a bench seat. And the way the races ran is every lap, the driver must collect a pig. And now we're not talking a 300-pound pig. We're talking probably 50 pounds maximum pig that are in pens next to the racetrack. They have to run across the track, grab a pig out of their pen, run over to their engine, prime it, hit the crankshaft, jump back on it, put it in gear, and then tear off down the racetrack. They do a lap, they stop, the engine completely shuts off because that's the type of engine it is. They jump out, they put the pig back, they grab another, a different pig, they go back to their car, turn the crankshaft, jump on again, and they go around again. And then they do it one more time, and when that pig finally rests in the pen, that is the winner of the race. That ends the time.
And I guess this developed. It started in the 20s, was it? With I guess a couple of guys on a dirt road. That's at least the story that I've heard. Is that roughly it?
You could be right. I do not know. I'll work on that though and have an answer for you next year.
Folks, go and Google it or something like that. Because actually, I think there are YouTube videos as well. So
there are. There's a hilarious Daily Show from Comedy Central episode that they did, which is really quite funny. And then also, they did an NBC Nightly News broadcast on it as like a little closing vignette of one of the craziest things that happens at a county fair.
And it is a world championship because nobody else in the world does it. So.
They absolutely do not. No, it's unique to our fair. It's unique worldwide.
Worldwide, the Pig and Ford races, which are the concluding Saturday, yes?
Yes, the World Championships conclude Saturday, but Wednesday through Saturday we will have Pig and Ford races every day starting at 5:30.
And those are what, qualifying rounds?
They are qualifying rounds, yes, sir.
And people around here, I mean, they're working on those cars all year round.
Oh, absolutely. And sometimes you'll see them driving down your neighborhood road late at night when they're tinkering with the engines or doing other aspects with them. Most recently, we had our June Dairy Parade, and in the parade, there were several cars that were there with their sponsors and getting ready and showing off for the fair that's to come.
Well, what's coming up with the Tillamook County Fair? I don't mean the next week of the 4 days, but beyond that, what are some grand visions that you might have for preserving this? This really is an institution.
Yes, I agree with you. There is unlimited potential here, I believe, with our facility. Everything from enhancing our technology to provide Wi-Fi access all over our buildings and facilities and exterior areas. That is a vision I have for the fairgrounds. Also, increased use. And there has been increased use in waves over the years throughout the past. And what we would like to do at the fairgrounds is have it used as much as possible. Now, whether those are revenue-generating events or partnerships that we do with different organizations in town or different agencies throughout the county, that remains to be seen because we would embrace either of those. What I do see us doing in the future, the biggest thing that will happen this year that I'll be working on is a sportsman show. We would like to have a fishing guide, charter fishing, kayaking, hiking, camping, hunting, boating, all those kinds of aspects, all those kinds of outdoorsman activities that make the Tillamook area, and in particular Tillamook County, a sportsman's paradise. We should be having that event here. And we're going to have the Coast Guard here with a boat, hopefully, and you know, lots of different aspects for people to come and enjoy during the wetter season in the wintertime when those shows typically happen.
Yeah, well, it's really like a city would have a convention center, and there might be a flower show. I mean, that's really how the fairgrounds function for the rest of the year, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes. It's a rentable facility, yes. And the size dictates that we're able to do a variety of different events and house them here. Everything from our 4-H dorm that doubles as an emergency site for the county for evacuations with its own generator. We've got bedding in there, a kitchen in there, meeting hall in there. We also have our auditorium / skating rink, which provides a grand open space with dedicated tables and chairs that provide a lot of versatility in how you would set up that room. And then also our convention center too, which is a large square foot room, which provides easy access for different types of expos and shows where we have different kinds of vendors.
Well, upcoming is the Tillamook County Fair. It opens a week from Wednesday and runs through Saturday. Whether you're a long-time or short-time Tillamook County resident, or listening in Clatsop County, or even visiting the area from places north and east, this is one to be seen. The Tillamook County Fair is a grand event, and congratulations on keeping it so. John Davey, our guest this morning on Nia County View, the manager of the Tillamook County Fair. It's been a great pleasure. Looking forward to having some fun next week.
The pleasure is mine, Peter. Thank you very much. We hope to see you at the fair.